The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Chris Broussard is me, Rob Parker is he, and we are, as you heard, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll help you get there with their unmatched selection, their fast free shipping, their free road hazard protection, and their list of more than 10,000 recommended installers. It's TireRack.com, folks, the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of the hour, we'll go to our man Eddie House, NBA champion, getting to the NBA, but we're going to stick with the NFL before that. And Rob, we've talked this week already about how hapless, I don't know that that's an overstatement, the defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams look. The Packers certainly don't look hapless. They're 3-1, but they don't look great, which neither you or I expected early on. But they, if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, we both picked them to get there. So I do think they may be able to do it, even if they don't upgrade the receiving core. But they certainly could use Odell Beckham Jr. And so could the Rams, who, of course, he helped win the Super Bowl last year, even though he got hurt in that game. But, Rob, the question I want to ponder is which team needs him more? But let's first listen to Aaron Rodgers talk about Odell Beckham Jr. on the Pat McAfee show earlier this week.
Odell and I have been friends for a number of years now, and so we keep in contact, often. We talked at various times over the years, and obviously with a player like that, you're always hoping that there's a time where you can figure things out and play together. But but he's a special talent, and I was really happy for him last year and see how they used him in L.A. and for him to get a ring, and obviously he was dominating the game to start that game until the injury.
All right, and Rob, apparently OBJ has been tweeting tonight as this Colts-Broncos game gets underway. And Rob G, he may have let us know what teams he wants to play for. Can you read the exchange?
It's like it was meant to be, Chris Broussard, because Marcus Spears on ESPN, I think he's been on our show actually before he got the gig over there. He was saying on Twitter that he'd like to see Odell with his Cowboys because, you know, Marcus played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
So OBJ responds, says, you know that because they support each other. Take your team away and talk to me. Give me the five teams you want me to go to.
Marcus, that's what Spears said.
That's what OBJ says.
Okay.
Marcus Spears says, Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, Green Bay, the Rams. Odell responds, smiling emojis, we see eye to eye.
Okay, interesting.
Well, those are like the most obvious choices, right? I would say.
Well,
no,
I agree. Yeah, to me, the Rams, the Packers, Cowboys, who, you know, he mentioned before the list. Were the Ravens on there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Ravens. To me, Rob, those are the obvious ones. I mean, Kansas City, great quarterback. Buffalo, great quarterback. But I don't see as much need. You can certainly argue Kansas City doesn't have a number one since Tyreek left. But, I mean, they seem in pretty good shape. And Buffalo with Stephon Diggs. And then when Gabe Davis, he's not even back yet, right? When is he coming back? Yeah, this week he'll be back. He's tough. If I'm OBJ, Rob, I'm looking for three things. I'm looking for a great quarterback, a chance to, you know, go deep, like a really good team, win a Super Bowl, or at least play deep into the playoffs, and somewhere I'm needed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to be, oh, wow, we got another great receiver. Now, granted, that was how it was with the Rams, and he obviously played a big role, even though it didn't look like they needed him. But those would be what the three things I'm looking for, Rob.
I agree. And then the other thing, too, is, I know Matthew Stafford's getting some criticism that 19 targets for Kupp, you know, like
in a game, like, right?
Yeah,
one game.
That's outrageous.
Not a month.
You know? Right. That's outrageous. And then you're like, well, you see who his favorite is. You know what I mean? And Aaron Rodgers has an opening, like a real opening. This is not joining the team with Devontae Adams from a year ago.
Right.
He's a real. So, and you want to be in the mix, of course, to try to win again and have an opportunity. So I would think that Green Bay would be ahead. And they might, and he might be a little anti-Rams because they could have said, well, we want you. We'll wait for you to get healthy and we'll sign you. Or do, you know what I mean? They could have done that.
I hear you.
Right?
Loud and clear.
Right. I'm serious. Like,
Sneed, the GM, got paid.
Everybody
Matthew
got paid.
Stafford got paid. Sean McVay got paid.
Aaron Donald
Cooper
got
Kupp
paid.
Aaron Donald got paid. And I get it. Those guys are bigger stars on the team than OBJ. But look, I'm sure he's not expecting you to give him $15 million.
But they could have done
something. But you're talking all
this
stuff about, right, we got a locker save. You know what you should have done? Save the locker. And paid him for a year.
Yep.
Odell, we know you're going to miss the first eight games, whatever it might be. But we're paying you for a full season. Maybe he's a celebrity. He's a superstar. He's had big contracts. Maybe I'm wrong. But, Rob, I don't think he's unrealistic to think he was going to get some huge amount of money. But not, so you could have paid him for,
not with an injury. Not right. with an injury.
So you pay, I don't even know, I don't even want to throw out an amount because I don't know what the market is for him. But they could have easily paid him for a year, Rob, and that probably would top whatever he's going to get anywhere else for half a season.
Yeah, I think there's a way of doing it, Chris, that you could show somebody you really care what you were doing, how he was playing in the Super Bowl before he got hurt. You know what? All that, yep. and just said, yep. dude, we got it. You got hurt. You were trying to help us win. We got you. Here's a new deal for 1 year. Get back when you get back. Don't rush. You know what I mean? Yep. And then after that, if he comes back and plays well, hey, then we'll sign you to another deal. That's what I would have done if I really wanted him. But instead they played, well, oh, he's hurt. Well, talk to us when you're not hurt.
Right. Which I'm like, nah, that's not. I agree. He might feel some kind of way. He might not, because obviously L.A., as far as just lifestyle, especially for a guy that's so outgoing like him, is going to be much more there than Green Bay. But, Rob, we're only talking about a couple of months, probably a few months in Green Bay. You know, I get it. The weather's cold. I think they got some. Those are the things working against them, Rob. The weather.
There's no doubt.
The
Chris, like I
town,
said, I spent 20 years in Green Bay, okay, because of covering the Lions. Always going to the Green Bay games. I'm telling you, I've been there maybe 20 times. And it's a rough live. It's just, if you're from there, you know what I mean, Chris? Like, if you're from somewhere, you overlook all that. This is where I'm from. My people are here. Right. I'm used to this or whatever. But when you're coming there from other places, it's tough. There's no downtown Green Bay. The mall is in Appleton. There's not even a mall in Green Bay, Chris. It's a weird place.
Yeah, so between those two, I mean, I get it. If he wants to make a lifestyle decision, I'm not going to be mad at him, right? But I think football-wise, Rob, of all those places, because you go to Buffalo, you're the number two, maybe number three guy.
You might get lost in the sauce then.
Right, you might get lost. Kansas City, I don't really think they have a number one. Is OBJ number one now with the knee injury? I don't know, but, you know, they got a lot of receivers. Travis Kelce really is the number one, even though he's not a receiver, you know, or wide receiver. So Baltimore, I think, is intriguing. I think I would, you know, I've been saying this for a few years. I would love to see Lamar get a high caliber receiver. I think the question is, you know, we've talked about guys not signing up to play with Lamar, and there's obviously that's some of it. But, Rob, also some of it that I haven't pointed out is Greg Roman. And, guys, even if they were cool with Lamar, are they saying, yeah, but they're not going to throw the football a lot. And when they throw it, it's a lot of times going to the tight end. Do they put that on Lamar, or is it on the offense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I think that would – Baltimore would make a lot of sense to me. That would make – because they need him.
No, they do need him, but they also need to fix up the leaky defense that they have, Chris, right now. Because they've been scoring. I mean, we saw it, right? Lamar had – what did he have in the first three games? 10 touchdowns, remember? He was rolling offensively.
Yeah. Now he's been.
They can't stop anybody in the second half for whatever reason. That needs to get fixed. But you're right. To give him an option like that, that would be tremendous for Lamar.
Last team, Dallas. What are your thoughts on him with the Cowboys?
I just wouldn't go that route. I just look at what they did with their receivers, right? I mean, it just. They haven't done right by him, so why would you go there with Jerry Jones and think that he's going to do right by you? That's all.
My hesitation with Dallas, Rob, and I don't know that Odell would think this, but looking at it from the outside looking in, we know he's a flamboyant guy. He's, you know, in the news, right? But he kept, you know, in with the Rams, he was cool. A lot of it, you know, early on it was kind of crazy with Cleveland, right, with the watch and the shoes and, you know, the visor and, you know, things like that. But he seemed to cool out a little late, you know, late in his tenure there. But I just, Rob, Dallas is such a circus with Jerry that I almost think that environment might encourage OBJ to, you know, kind of get back to, you know, just kind of the drama. And I'd rather have him somewhere else. And that's my opinion. I could be totally wrong. He might, and again, he might not look at it that way because he's the person. But I could just see that type of environment, Jerry running off at the mouth. You know, OBJ just kind of getting more into the drama again there. So I wouldn't really want to see him there. But again, they could use him too.
They could. But I Jerry Jones, the whole scenario, Amari, I'd pick up the phone and call Amari Cooper and he would tell you to go the other way. That's
right. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So my pick is Green Bay, Rob, football wise. Who you got? Same thing?
Yeah, I think Green Bay makes sense. And then just for Aaron to be so public about it in the conversation, he had to feel good about that. You know what I mean? That he even to bring it up publicly.
Yeah, because people will take it like you're recruiting. And I wouldn't doubt that if they've talked, Rob. No, I wouldn't. I mean, you know, this season.
He's a free agent. He could talk to anybody.
Right. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What team? We're saying Packers or Rams, but you can throw in the rest, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Cowboys. What team would you most like to see Odell Beckham Jr. with, and who really needs him, or where should he go? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio Tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor, folks, of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It is the most versatile grill you will ever own. And to top it off, it is backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. And you get a lifetime warranty. Free home delivery. BigGreenEgg.com.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, who wants to be a millionaire? Okay. We got a special request coming up, too, so hang on.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Where do you want to see OBJ go? Where do you think is best for him? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Will in Wisconsin. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris? And actually, Chris, this my answer to this question has a little bit to do with what you mentioned about the intangible sort of thing that's missing from the Aaron Rodgers resume. And call this maybe a hometown sort of bit of nostalgia, but the nature of the Packers being unbeatable at home games in the playoffs, that's the mystique that's gone. You know, something that was built maybe by Rodgers' predecessor, but certainly it didn't kind of carry over to him. Now, certainly that's not all on him. So he's had some coaches that have been lacking in their offensive creativity, but it's in that where I have to disagree and say that maybe Odell, at this part of his career, maybe can be a hired gun, kind of going to teams for maybe a year, 2 year contracts to either help them win or help them maybe build toward, you know, a sustainable winning in the playoffs. And I think the only team that really strikes that for me would be actually San Francisco, with what they maybe have building here for the future. I know there's some other
stuff.
Do you
think
maybe
they need
out.
Him, though? And they don't have a great quarterback. I mean, as much as we like Jimmy G, you know, he threw eight times in a playoff game.
Jimmy G won two playoff games with no touchdown passes.
Right.
I don't know how Odell Beckham looks at that and thinks, oh, yeah, I want to go there. Or with Trey Lance, who wasn't getting high marks before he got hurt, and now that's another year he's not playing. I don't see how San Francisco's a fit.
If you want to say they give him the best chance of getting to or winning the Super Bowl in the NFC, okay, I could buy that. But, yeah, I'm a receiver, I don't see it as desirable.
Right. Max, in Georgia, our man Max, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's up, guys? I think you guys make some great points with the Packers and with other teams. I wanted to throw in, you know, he was flirting with Tom Brady all the time on Twitter. I think he could help Evans and Godwin to get freed up. I could also see him in Miami, whether it's Tua or Teddy. You know, Hill and Waddle, he could free up with the routes and possession plays. You know, Chris, I think you're a little misguided about him being a number one. I think those days are over. You know, he's a good two, a great three, possibly. I think neither one of those teams needs him, and that's why I think it could work out. Because when you need somebody, things can go ways that you don't want them to go when you need somebody. So that's my take.
That's why I said I'm not sure he's still a one, so I wasn't saying he is a one.
Yeah, he's not
but
a
I
one.
Do think you want to go somewhere you're needed. You could be needed as a two or maybe even a three. But Tampa should be on the list, Rob. you know, Godwin has had injury issues. And Julio Jones, who knows if he'll stay healthy. So Tampa should have been on our list. Although, remember, that we got this from the Mark Spears tweets with him. And the Buccaneers, I don't think he listed the Buccaneers.
The Bucs weren't on that list.
Yeah.
No. So he said, but that makes sense. We think alike. So
right.
It wasn't like, we think alike four times, not all five. You know, he could have said that, meaning Tampa.
I mean, I'm sure he would. I got to imagine they're on his list just because, you know, we know how much he likes Brady. Who was the first team the caller said?
He said Miami, too.
Miami. Yeah, I don't know about Miami because – You'd be a definite number three. No, you were three and with the Rams, but I don't know. I'd try to go to these other places.
Yeah, Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Evening. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Odell, he needs to set his sights on the city of brotherly love because that's where he's needed, and that's where, like last year, he could be the spark that helps this team make a run and break through. Look, we already got A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, obviously Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts is balling. Odell, return to the tri-state area, okay? Played with the Giants. Come on up to Philly. You know that there's going to be tremendous amount of love and appreciation. The city definitely turns up for the Eagles, and they already have this momentum, this movement. They're taking the NFC East. I was born in the great state of New Jersey, so, you know, Eagles near and dear to my heart. But again, this is a team. He needs to go to a ready-made team, a team that has momentum, a team that is that can make a run. I don't see Odell going to a rebuilding squad. So for me, Eagles and all this type of Rocky energy that we got going, you know, championship fervor that's going on in the city of brotherly love, that's where he should be. Thanks for taking the call.
I don't like the Eagles as much as I don't think any of those teams, right?
Yeah. I think the Eagles, he's just saying it because
now you're looking at teams he can win with, but they got Devontae and A.J. Brown. We mentioned Goddard. I mean, Goddard, you know, but yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I like Jalen. He's been playing well, but I'm not ready to call him a great passing quarterback just yet. So I'll be looking at some of these other guys. All right, we got Eddie House coming up in a moment, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest, NBA sharpshooter, NBA champion now, and NBA analyst for us here at Fox Sports Radio, our man Eddie House. E House, what up, bro?
Yo, yo, what's happening, gentlemen?
What's up, man. We are good. Good to have you on as always. Let's start out in Golden State. I'm sure you've heard the news. Draymond Green punches Jordan Poole. I was told, Eddie, that, you know, they talking trash
And they kind of get face to face, a little pushing, a little shoving, and Draymond just hauled off and punched him. Got a good shot in, I heard, but obviously Poole is fine. I know you don't know all the specifics, but do you think this is a big deal, or is this something that's not too hard for a team to move past?
Man, not knowing their relationship, right? It's hard to speak on that. Not knowing if one or the other don't like deep down. You know how you could come to work and have a working relationship, but you really don't like that person deep right. down. You know, so not knowing those specifics, I don't know. I just think that you look at Jordan Poole being a young player, a guy that's a vital part of what they've done and the way that they were able to win that championship. And for it to get out of hand like that, and from all accounts that I've heard, that it's been like that. They've been going back and forth, jawing back and forth with each other for the longest. For it to get to this point, it's not a good look. It's just not, and for me, it's not a good look for Draymond.
Well, let me ask you this, Eddie. I want to jump in. Is Draymond a bad teammate? And I'm talking about he did it to Durant, embarrassed him on the court. We don't need you. We won without you. Called him the B word. I mean, there's a way of pushing people and being a guy to motivate people and get the best out of them. But is he a bad teammate? Because that's what it feels like to me.
I don't think he's a bad teammate because, you know, everybody talks about how great he is for that organization and what they've done. And as far as a team, he's a good component for that team. But I look at it like this. Jordan Poole is the future, you know, and Draymond's coming up on a player option. It's not a good look for him to have these things coming up. And you look back and say, hey, man, you possibly cost us a ring when we lost the Cavaliers because you got suspended.
Right.
Then on the flip side of that, you ran Kevin Durant, maybe cost us another ring or two rings there.
Yeah.
At this point, you got to start saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll have to move forward and we have to go with the young guys that we have. Great, thank you for your services, but they're no longer needed. You know, it could be that kind of thing. It's not a good look. You know, it's not a good look at all. You know, especially for Draymond coming up on, you know, he has a player option and seeing what he want to do. You know, I just don't think it's a good look. Things happen. It always happens. But for it to happen in the way it did, you know, punches connecting, guys letting it get out of hand like that. Yeah, it's just not a good look for the organization or Draymond in particular.
During your career, I'm sure you saw guys get into it. How many times, though, did you actually see punches connected, like a real fight?
I have been in a couple myself where punches have been connected, and on both sides, connected to me and connected on the other guy. And
you got hit?
I got hit before. I mean, you ain't going to fight without getting hit. I don't care what you talk about.
You ain't about to get into it without getting hit. So who'd you beat up? Garnett? LeBron?
We ain't going to speak on that. I'm not calling no names out. Give us one name. I ain't going to say who got me and I ain't going to say who I got.
We want to know.
Look, that's neither here nor there. But listen, it's about how it happens, what happens after that. You know, because we all can have disagreements and we could go to fisticuffs with it, but then afterwards, as grown men, you sit down. If you're able to talk that out and get through that, it could be for the better sometimes, because you know it's like if you guys have siblings, I'm quite sure you fought your brothers before.
I'm quite sure
you got into it, and it's the same way. If you're around guys so long, you become brothers, and it can wear on you at times, and sometimes it comes to a head, and those are the things that happen. Hopefully that's the thing that happened at Golden State.
How'd you squash? Did you have to talk to the guy man to man, or it kind of
it never lingered. Nothing ever lingered. It was just the thing happened and it was over with. And I've seen it happen plenty of times.
I said that Rob and I both, Eddie, we don't think it's that uncommon.
But there's
a way. The only thing I said that where I might not be able to get over it is if me and you are you know, jawing at each other or whatever, and maybe even pushing, but you know, my hands are down and you swing on me. Like, it's one thing if we're both, you know, raise our hands to fight and then there's a fight. But if you just were to swing on me, and I don't know if you call it a sucker punch, but I'm not ready. Like, I'm not thinking it's at that level, and you just
punch. Well, that's your fault. That's your fault. When it get like that, you better be ready. When it starts, you know, because you, I'm quite sure nobody ever gets socked for just talking regular. Nobody ever gets socked for just talking regular. Usually it's some things that are some low blows that are exchanged. And once those low blows get to going, somebody says this, says that, you know that at that point, when you shoot a low blow, you better be ready for a low blow coming back or maybe possibly a punch because it's where it's at right there at that point, you know. All so right. you gotta defend yourself at all times. That's what they say in boxing, right?
You have to, no doubt about it. I want to ask you about the Lakers. Anthony Davis didn't play yesterday. I'm not making a big deal out of it, but if you're a Laker fan, how do you just like? Oh, here
I
we
mean,
go.
I mean, yeah, Eddie.
No, you know what I mean?
I'm like, kind of making the, a deal. Like he, I know not, he's got a serious too. Injury.
Are you?
But go ahead, he Eddie. Wanted to play, and he wanted to play, and he got back pain.
I'm just saying, like, already? Come on, man.
Right.
Already? Already, though. We haven't – I mean, they've been in camp for, what, 6 days?
He played 16 minutes in the first preseason game.
And they've been in camp for 6 days,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, come on. We got to –
I'm with you.
That's concern to me. That's concern. You, wow. Your back is already hurt. It's something that's bothering. It's again? Like, it's again. That's, and we all know that right now he's the nickname is Mr. Glass. You know, he just right. is any little thing. You know, you walk around and breathe on him too hard, he might break. And so, you know, and not mentally, but just physically.
Right.
So it's something that is concerning to me. Maybe it's nothing for the Lakers and they're saying, hey, you know what, it's about the season, this, that, and that. But I know one thing for sure, two things for sure. I know one person is in his 20th season came in looking phenomenal last night, and he came in and he played, right, regardless. And if that guy is setting the standard, I don't know how somebody that's, what, 8, 9 years younger than him or something like that is not able to get out on the court and just play and be ready for the start of the season. It's just – that's concerning to me, period.
Yeah, I agree. We saw Zion the other night. I don't know if you watched the preseason
I
game.
Did.
Yeah, he. What'd you think? I thought he looked really good. Well, let me ask you this way: we obviously look good. Do you? How do you see him working with Brandon Ingram, and I guess C.J. McCollum? That's their big three. Because I don't know. I don't think it's going to be easy necessarily to have him and Ingram fit together right away.
I don't think it's going to be a problem. They got just different type of games. You know, Zion's not really an ISO. You're going to give him his handful of ISOs, but he's an energy player. He works off of cuts. He works off offensive rebound. He works off running the floor, sometimes getting the ball and pushing it himself. Ingram is more of a guy that gets the ball, can ISO and stuff like that. I think it's a good mix with McCollum the same way. I think it is it's a nice mix. He'll be able to put, if they run pick and roll with that guy, he'll be able to put a lot of pressure on the rim. He's going to be able to open up a lot of stuff for them in the pick and roll. Both of those players, if you want to put them in the pick and roll, C.J. McCollum or Brandon Ingram, if you run Zion up there, I think it's going to be fine. And the fact that how he looked to me, he looked the best that I've seen him in a long time as far as just his body. He didn't look extra huge. He still looked big and you know, strong and stuff like that, but he didn't look overweight. And he was springy.
I thought he looked quicker, too.
He did. I was just getting ready to say, his second jump was crazy. I was like, man, look how fast he's getting off the second jump. And those are the things that I look at when you have a guy like that you're talking about weight and is he slow and stuff like that. How fast is he getting off his feet on that second jump? And he looked phenomenal. I mean, I think they're going to be fine. They're going to make a little bit of noise in the Western Conference.
Hey, Eddie, we should get our money together and get Marv Albert to come out of retirement so that we can hear him do the play-by-play for this kid. I can hear Marv right now go, a spectacular move by Ho You Fat. No? Chris.
I don't know if we got enough money. With all our resources, I don't think we have enough money to pull Marv out of retirement.
Get Marv out of retirement. Right. Boy, I'd love to hear him say that. Ho You Fat. Oh, okay. Oh,
right about that. All right, that's our all man, Eddie House. We appreciate you, brother.
My man.
All right, man. Y'all take care, brothers.
Yep. All right. Tom Brady, Rob, I don't think he gets enough credit. We'll talk about that next. Yeah, okay. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Man, this does make you feel like you're in church.
You know that. Amen, right, Chris? You remember that show with Sherman Hemsley?
Helmsley.
Yeah. My buddy Nick from Jamaica, Queens, hit me up and said he wanted to hear a little amen. We used to play baseball together. So what up, Nick? And to all the Black
Good
Cats.
Good call. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, the Buccaneers and the Falcons are playing this week, and the Falcons head coach Arthur Smith was asked about Tampa Bay's offense and the weapons, and he took it as an opportunity to praise the GOAT. Here he is.
I think what you know about the mundane, and I don't think Brady gets enough credit to sustain that level of success year after year. Like I said, he's going to make the right play. You make a mistake and you leave somebody uncovered, usually he finds them. Something as simple as a flat route. Somebody busts the covers, or they don't cover it, it kind of goes where you're not.
Rob?
Brady gets plenty of credit. Stop. I mean, I know coach speak, Chris, we know this. I remember Lou Holtz used to do it all the time. He would always talk, when he was coaching Notre Dame, Chris, no matter what school they were playing, he would just praise up and down, like, oh, my God, this
Fayetteville State.
Yeah, you know, Fayetteville State. I don't know about if you guys watch these guys close, but my God. You know, and this is like trying to be nice and just say that Brady's a great quarterback and, you know, you can't make – but to act like he doesn't get credit at all is just ridiculous and not true. People talk about Tom Brady all the time, Chris.
Yeah, look, everything he said was fine, except he doesn't get enough credit. I mean, he could have said every single thing he said, and that's giving him a lot of praise. And, you know, I like Brady, you know that. But to say there's no way I can sit here with a straight face and say he doesn't get enough credit. Because, he's widely recognized as the GOAT. To your point, he's always praised.
No matter what, matter what happens in the game. Like, seriously, he always, when they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, Chris, and he didn't have a touchdown or whatever, you know, like, oh, Brady won a 6th Super Bowl. Or what. Like, let's not act like they never talk about Brady, because that's just not true.
Yeah, I don't get why he would even say something like that. I mean, if you want to say it's unbelievable that this guy is 45 years old, still playing at a high level. I don't know, Rob, trying to give Arthur Smith the benefit of the doubt. Was he trying to say he doesn't get enough, you know, people not giving him enough credit, or they really don't understand what we're seeing because this guy is 45 freaking years old. I mean, maybe something like that, but whatever he meant, he didn't say it well, because I don't know anybody he gets tons of credit. He's still, Rob G, you were saying it earlier in the year when he was struggling, and some people might still think he's struggling, but like 2 games in, when they weren't scoring much and he was still rated as having one of the 10 best seasons of all the quarterbacks in the league. And at that point, sure, he's still one of the 10 best quarterbacks. But to say he was having one of the 10 best seasons, that's an example, Rob.
Exactly. There's a perfect example, Chris, that right there. Like, most people were like, oh, Brady's not playing that well. And they're like, he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. Brady gets his praise. Brady gets his credit. Stop with trying to overdo it. It sounds pathetic rather than just giving him an honest comp. Just say it. Tom Brady's been a great quarterback in this league for a long time, Chris. It's amazing what he's done at 45 years old. Okay.
Right.
Right?
You could say he could say all the things he said about the flats and throwing it in the flat and all that junk. But just we see this, Rob, time and time again. Guys going overboard. Right? You don't have to go that far. You know? he doesn't get enough credit. What? I'm going to tell you honestly. I'm really starting to believe this, right? You know who don't get enough credit? Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I don't know if you agree. I disagree.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes got
more credit. I mean, when his first couple of years,
well, he only threw 50 touchdowns. Well, but I'm just saying,
but you're saying they don't get credit. People still.
No, I didn't say credit. Oh. I said enough credit. Because I just read on ESPN.com today where one of the writers said the five best quarterbacks in the league so far. He was fourth. I'm like, how? Like, I don't, some of this stuff, that's the type of stuff. Like, for him to be listed, we talked about it with Pro Football Focus. Now, granted, they do everything analytically, so they're strictly numbers. But, Rob, we saw the first week, five touchdowns, no picks, eighth best performance by a quarterback that weekend.
It wasn't him. It was from the Bills, right?
Well, who was number one? Probably was Josh Allen. But Josh had two interceptions that weekend. First game against the Rams.
Yeah. But they put up so many points.
Yeah. It's not a Allen Mahomes discussion. But I'm just saying that, I mean, I'm in agreement with you. Brady, I think Arthur Smith, Rob, that's one of those things you kind of look back and you're like, did I say that? Did I sound like a schmuck? Like I was just totally kissing up to the guy. Like, come on. I mean, you say everything you said, but don't go over the deep end. And he went off the deep end, Rob. All right, we're the Odd Couple. We got an hour left. Tyshirt Tower of Trivia just around the bend. The great segment on sports radio. Keep it locked. Remember that, Alex.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.